Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Have so many questions to ask, so many riddles to solve. Somebody please tell me, where is the love when all you feel is breaking up and all you see is the lust? You still trying to figure it out, so you walk around wondering why you are lonely. He never called you again. Classic, your self-esteem is on the shelf. You're afraid to open up again. You don't believe in good guys, even though the past your shield is so high you can't see nothing. But who can ever blame you, girl? You still don't know love. Where do we go? Don't believe in me, even though I tried.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right, let's see if we got everything taken care of now. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Hello?
Hello, Sarah, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
There you are. She has arrived, family. Lord have mercy. She
oh,
is
I've,
here.
I've
all
been
right.
trying. I hope you know. I called you right at one. I've been trying.
I know. That's on us. We with this crazy weather we've been having here, you know, here in Houston, it's been something else. But we have you here first and foremost. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. And secondly, congratulations on a wonderful EP.
Oh, thank you.
Now, where have you been hiding at? Now, I've been here in Houston now for 10 years. For 10 years, and you've been.
Wait, you're in Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston.
Well, I went to Lamar High School.
You did really? Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Houston.
Okay. I don't know how I missed you, but hey, like they say, great things come to those who wait. Sway, a fantastic EP. I've had an opportunity to listen to it on several occasions. What got me was the lyrics. You really throw yourself emotionally into your music. And I wanted to ask you, you give so much of yourself into your music, especially in your live performances, which you have one tomorrow in the Elephant Room. How do you kind of bounce back from that after a performance? Because you give so much energy and so much passion. How long does it take you kind of, I guess, to wind down from all that?
Man, that's a great question. Because it's a thing. And a lot of people don't. Nobody's ever asked me that question. But it's a real factor. On Saturday night, I got to play at the Paramount Theater in Austin, the stateside theater. I was opening for the comedian Paul Reiser.
Okay.
And so it was full. I mean, there was not an empty seat. And, you know, we just did a little opening act before he came out and did his stand-up comedy. But it takes a lot to, I mean, it's really positive, but it takes a while to come down from that exchange of energy because it's so much going out, but just as much it's about what's coming in, like receiving the back and forth of that, like sharing energy with
right.
that much focus, you know, that many people focused in your direction. And like when you kind of lock in and you feel that they're getting it, like they're actually being enriched in some way by it. It's, I don't know. I'm real sensitive to energy. I'm buzzing, you know, it takes me a good long while to come down from that buzzy high.
That buzzy high. Every artist that I've had the pleasure of conversing with, they've always said that it is like it's something indescribable. It could be such addicting. It's an addiction that you can never replace. Nothing can replace that kind of level of high when you share so much of yourself with someone in a live performance and you get that kind of feedback. And then after
yeah, when they get it.
when they get it, it's like, how do you come down from that? What I'm so impressed with you is that your sense of vulnerability, because it can be very challenging for an artist to show that kind of vulnerability, or as I like to say, that kind of open nakedness to someone, to show that kind of side of you. How long did it take you to become that comfortable with yourself where you weren't afraid or even timid to let people in and get a better idea of who you are, not just as an artist?
Well, that's my nature. I tend to overshare.
Okay.
I'm very open.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I am with everyone. People tend to, you know, really know me without much effort if they're interested at all. I tend to also be somebody that the people in my life really open up to, even when they don't tend to, you know, if there's somebody who doesn't tend to open up in general, they still really open up with me. So I don't know. It's just the level I like to meet, where I like to meet people. Keep my heart
it's
open.
It's a great, right. It's a great, it's not going to say great. It's a wonderful trait to have, because a lot of people are very, I guess, tentative to allow themselves or share so much of themselves. At any time does it become sometimes a little bit overbearing, because when you have that kind of nature about you, as you just said, people have a tendency, they feel so comfortable around you that they just want to pour their heart to you and let you know what they're going through. Does it at any time, does that become a little bit too much?
Not really. I appreciate people being authentic, and I'm also, you know, really don't have a problem with boundaries and making my boundaries clear. So, you know, it's a ability to connect deeply and genuinely with people, but also never, you know, letting anybody take from me, you know, my energy in a way that I don't want them to.
Right. I understand. I definitely understand.
I don't know. I had a very colorful and I guess I would say challenging, but I don't complain about it, but I've been through a lot in my life, in my childhood and in relationships, and so there's a calm on the other side knowing a lot of trauma, a lot of loss, and then, you know, it's the yin yang, like as much as you've known darkness or sadness, you also get the privilege of really feeling the positive that much stronger.
Without question, and it definitely resonates through your music. One thing that I have noticed, that every artist has a tendency to borrow from someone. And what I mean by borrow is, like, if you have an original song, an original concept, and you'll have people say, hey, you know, I want to sing that song. I love that song. I want to do a remake of that particular song. But it can be very challenging because you don't know what that artist was going through or what they were feeling at that particular time when they sing it. So it comes out completely different as far as the interpretation. When I listen to your song, every time we say goodbye, you have completely enveloped yourself with that particular song. And I wanted to ask, I said, how much of your personal life, your personal journey that you've experienced, how much of that do you incorporate in your music?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've known some really deep, true love in my life, and also some just devastating heartbreak. And so, I mean, when I love hard. and so the sense of loss of saying goodbye to someone is, I know it well. And, you know, saying goodbye on different, there's saying goodbye because you don't have a choice. And then there's saying goodbye when you finally get the chains off and are free of it, you know? Also my mom passed, she was in Houston. She passed away in July. And, and you know, it's life, her body was not, her body needed to be relieved of its duties. So it's a lot of grace for her to, you know, be allowed to pass. But I've had nights like where I raced back from Houston, from where she's in ICU, to do my Tuesday gig, and that song, every time we say goodbye, has a whole other level of meaning.
People that have not lost someone that plays such an important or pivotal part in their life, they can't understand. Because I know for me personally, I lost mother back in 1989, and here it is, 2018, and it's still not a day mm-hmm. that does not go by that she does not weigh heavy on my mind. So I definitely can understand and definitely relate. I guess the big difference is that you have your muse. Your music is your muse. It's your outlet. You can vent whatever you're feeling or whatever you're contemplating at that particular time. You can express it through your music. How therapeutic has it been for you to use your music as your muse?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And so much about music was a gift that was my mom's influence. She was a classical pianist. And we connect through music. I even on the day she died, like I get little messages from her because of the song that comes on, you know, and
right.
knowing it was her favorite or something like that. But this EP Sway is the third one in a series of four that I'm releasing over the course of a year. And this EP is the only one that has any songs that I did not write. I mean, I wrote two of the songs on Sway, but two are more like jazz standards, and then two are covers that we did our own thing with, sort of interpreted in my way. But everything else that I've been releasing and have recorded, the next thing that's already, you know, recorded and going to come out, is music I wrote. And the songs that I wrote on the Sway EP are like Your Girlfriend Hates Me. I mean, it's just fun. It's real similar. What we do on Tuesdays at the Elephant Room is the most like this EP Sway, where it's a mixture of jazz and originals and interesting interpretations. But we also fit in as much of my songwriting as we can for it to feel appropriate in a jazz venue. And I just can't help but be super, super personal in what I write. But I feel like recording these songs has been, like, literally when you release a record, like, I'm releasing the story, I'm releasing what I've went through to write the songs. There's a song on the end of the second EP that came out in June about the end of my almost 20-year marriage, because I eloped quite young. And I had it almost finished, like lyrics and melody, but I don't play an instrument. So I sat down with my ex, who plays guitar, and asked him, and we were still living together, but we knew we weren't going to be. And I asked him to help me, you know, put the chords to it and finish it. And in the process of us finishing the song together, I changed it to be written from his perspective. So it's a really poignant song that we wrote together about our breakup. And basically the fact that because we got together so young, that we raised each other.
How do
and
you...
that we're still family.
Wow, that's really personal.
How do you
move on from something like that, from as far as from an emotional standpoint? And do you just basically just throw yourself into music? Does music become very therapeutic as far as trying to move on to the next phase of your journey?
It just is the journey. It's interwoven. I mean, I'm so lucky to have this weekly Tuesday show, and my players are just the best, the actual best. I mean, my guitar player, Mitch Watkins, who's on that record Sway, his main gig from the 70s was he played for Leonard Cohen. I mean, all the way up through his last concert. And he's played with, you know, Joe Ely and Lyle Lovett and everybody, but he's just exquisite. And he says his week starts on Tuesday. He loves the gig too, you know, and it's a real spiritual practice to get to play on that level with amazing players who want to be there And, you know, we never play the same set of songs from one week to the next. We never play the actual song the same way twice. It's a real live, because everybody's a jazz musician, even though a lot of it's original music, you never play the song the same way twice. It's like a living, breathing thing. It's not this, okay, hit the click track and here we go and this is how the song goes, ever. And so, yes, it's therapeutic because it's like a living, breathing, spiritual practice. Whether we're playing something that's funny and makes everybody laugh, or a ballad like Every Time We Say Goodbye, or, you know, anything in between, it's just such a privilege.
One of the things I've always been a stickler about is lyrics. Lyrics have the ability to touch people in a way that nothing else can ever do emotionally, because you have an ability to connect with someone, a complete stranger, because someone may be going through the same exact thing that you're going through at that particular mm-hmm. time of your life. Two artists in general that I'm really fond of are Carole King and Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
They can weave magic with their lyrics. Mm-hmm. How have you seen your songwriting elevate over the last 4 years? Where do you think you are right now as far as from a lyrical content, and also as far as melody, being able to intertwine both at the same time? How have you seen yourself get better?
Well, melody is always something that just comes out. Like when I sit down with a song idea, because I don't play an instrument, whether I'm sitting in front of somebody who's playing or they send me an idea, like, you know, it could just be somebody playing a ukulele or a piano part.
Right.
I do a lot of co-writing. If I'm sitting down to start a song, I have to have my phone recording, because my initial reaction, the very first thing that falls out of my mouth, is always the melody. It never gets any better. Like, it's just a matter of catching what channels through. It's just like a total instinct gut reaction to the very first thing I'm hearing. And so I don't, that hasn't changed for me. I don't know whether the melodies I've made up in the last few years compared to 10 years ago are better or worse, really. But lyrically, I think the more we experience and go through, the deeper, I don't know, lyrics are so interesting, because some of the most amazing songs have just the simplest few words. So it doesn't always have to be as deeply poetic as Joni Mitchell or Leonard Cohen or Carole King. But, you know, some of my songs, at least I'm not going to say they get close to their level of mastery with lyrics, but I think that a lot of what I've experienced might be from similarly profound life experiences as they've clearly had in order to be able to write like that.
It is definitely the gift, as we discussed earlier. Being able to connect with people is definitely a gift. And speaking of a gift, let's get into some new music, of course, from the very talented Sarah Sharp, from her new EP, Sway, with Every Time We Say Goodbye, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the stars above me, who must be in allow you to go. Every time you're near, there's an Arab Spring about it. I could almost hear a lot begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
Sway, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website. That's at www.sarahsharp.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and SoundCloud. And remember, for those who have not had an opportunity to see this very talented lady perform, you're going to get your chance. Tomorrow, October the 2nd, she will be at the Elephant Room in Austin, Texas at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's at 315 Congress Avenue. That's in Austin, Texas, 78701. Ooh, my good. I had to sit up and kind of gather myself a little bit, my queen. Oh, wow. That song right there. Like I said, there's certain songs that I listen to, and they really, really get to me. I said, when I get you on the show, I have to ask you, who, if you could give me your top five, I know that's going to be very challenging for you. Can you give me your top five songs that really touched you from an emotional standpoint? Were just like, wow, it really left something in me that I just, it just really touched me in an emotional way. That something like something has never touched you before.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's a tricky one. Let me think. Well, okay. I'll tell you what came to mind without even thinking.
Okay.
There's a Leonard Cohen song, The Famous Blue Raincoat. I listened, when I first heard that record, I listened to that song for like 3 days, just
okay.
on repeat. there's an Elliott Smith song, Memory Lane. That's another one that I just listened to on repeat. But I listened to it. It's funny because when you hear it, it's actually this like percolating, effervescent guitar. So if you don't pay any attention to the lyrics, it's almost like a toe tapping, go for a drive, happy song. But the lyrics are devastatingly bad and deep. And I when I listened to that one on repeat, I was aware of like the general story of what these lyrics were saying, but there was a part of me that wasn't ready to hear them all the way. It was actually like a couple years later when I was on tour, I was in Italy and I was on the beach in the Riviera, that I wrote the lyrics down in my journal and like really allowed myself to take them all the way in, because that's a song you can listen to on different levels. And it just like opened floodgates. I just wept. Part of it is because he suffered a lot with mental illness, and my mother, who passed away recently, was very mentally ill my whole life, and very much my responsibility most of my life. I don't know what else to say about that song, but the struggle is real for people who are unfortunate enough to carry those imbalances in their brain. I'm trying to think, like, singer. I mean, also, before I thought of a specific song, I thought of Nina Simone. I was trying to think of which Nina Simone song, because she just gets me. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the level of... Well, and I mean, also, I went through... When I first started, I was really a late bloomer with jazz. I didn't sing jazz until college. And I honestly didn't even know who Billie Holiday was when I got to college. I was such a late bloomer. My parents didn't listen to jazz. I didn't grow up around it. But I went deep on Billie Holiday for, you know, all of college, basically. I mean, every single thing she ever recorded. So I'm not answering you exactly, because I'm not telling you a specific song. Let me think. I don't know. I'm feeling melancholy because we just listen to Every Time We Say Goodbye. But it doesn't all have to be melancholy, does it, for a song to blow you away?
No, absolutely not. For me personally, Willie Nelson, when he sings, She Was Always on My Mind, that just, it takes me to another place, because the emphasis and the way that he sings it, because it comes from a place a lot of people can really understand and really relate. And that's one of the things I've always admired about true artists. They have the ability, the God gift ability to touch and uplift other people. And I hear that in your music, and it leaves you wanting more. You say, wait a minute, how far can she go? What is the next level for Sarah Sharpe? You put out a wonderful EP. You've gotten a lot of positive feedback, a lot of love from this EP. What is the next level? What is the next step for you musically?
I've spent most of my adult life, I mean, I've always, my whole adult life, I've been a singer. And I have had different periods of time where what I was doing had, you know, a certain amount of the following recognition. And I had to really adjust about 3 years ago, because I had been in a band for like 8 years almost with a man named Slim Ritchie, who was my sort of musical soulmate. He was a guitar player and legend in Austin. And we played over 200 shows a year together for like 7.5 years. And he passed away 3 years ago, and I left that band because there was no point to it for me without him. And so I over the last few years shifted back into playing under my own name, which honestly, I miss being part of something. Like when I was younger, I would hustle and I'd promote my shows and, you know, beg my friends to come out and being part of this other thing for a good long time was such a relief because I wasn't constantly, you know, promoting Sarah Sharp. Like, it's exhausting, you know. It's not that I don't have, I mean, I work hard. Like, there's no part of me that resists working hard. But as I mature, there's just not as much ego there. So to constantly try to further my own brand and people's idea of myself is, I don't want to say that I don't have it in me, but like, I just have a different, I feel like I just want to be true to the music in the moment, in whatever whether it's at the Elephant Room or whatever I write or whatever I record next. And I would seriously love to be part of something again. Like, even if it's just part of a team where I had a little more help with this music reaching more people. But I just don't have that shameless self-promotion streak in me that I used to.
Well, that's
so I'm not sure
thing.
Where it's going to go.
Well, I mean, that's a great thing because at the end of the day, it's about the artistry of the music. It's about respecting the craft. As far as reaching the public, that's why you hear my queen, because we're going
to
help you
do
that.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was listening to the song just now, you know, listening to you play my song. I felt like, man, that's good stuff. You know, that sounds good. Yeah.
It sounds great. Don't undercut yourself now. It sounds great. It definitely sounds great.
It does. Wow. I mean, I can tell just now, like, I'm having a moment of, okay, it's legit. But I live in Austin. I am in a sea of an endless sea of musical talent.
Right.
And you know, you can go out every night and not consume all that's worth being experienced. And so I'm just another musician. You know, I don't know. It's a funny thing. But I think, I mean, I'm going to go on a tangent. I'll tell you what I love about Houston.
Okay, please do.
Because, you know, I grew up in Houston, and I love being in the Austin music community. But whenever I'm in Houston, you know, if I come across a band or a piece of art on the wall in a really cool coffee shop or somebody's random, like, art car they made, or I don't know, the creative culture there, it seems to me it's, like, more pure because people here have this identity. Like, we are part of the identity of Austin, live music capital. So the very thing that I devote, you know, my soul's purpose to, being a musician, happens to also be part of what is, you know, shaping the identity of this town. And so there's, in the music community, people, they're always doing what they do with a sense of, you know, they're being watched, that it's, when I come across creative things that just pour out of people in Houston, they're doing it from, because they just can't help it. Not because of a sense of being observed for it. Like, it's a really pure place that the creative culture of Houston comes from.
That's a lot. And I'll be the first to say I do agree with you wholeheartedly. Because, like you said, you can tell when someone is being authentic and it's coming from a natural, organic place. And when someone is doing something to get attention or bring attention to themselves,
Exactly.
And that's the, and
exactly.
I've noticed that I've been here now for about close to 10 years. And I can tell the mm-hmm. difference because I'm originally from Los Angeles. So I can definitely tell the difference between what takes place in both cities. And the times that I've had an opportunity to go down to Austin and go to various clubs to see live performances, some have gotten me, some have just said, wow, they're doing a lot of theatrics. It's not pure. It doesn't resonate. It's not organic. And what I get from you musically, everything has to be organic to you. It has to, it doesn't feel it has to be forced or has to be pushed upon people. People just naturally gravitate to your music. What has it been like for you when someone comes to you after a performance and they say, hey, we just love you. We love your music. We love the way you sing. You just, it's like you had me at Hello, Lord have mercy. What is that?
Yeah,
what is
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Well, that's it. That's the jackpot right there. Like, there's nothing better than that. You know, that's it.
It's
like,
an incredible.
One of my mantras when you know I'm setting intention and vision is that I want to positively affect people and enrich their lives with what I create or my performance or my storytelling or my recordings, and you know they haven't quite cracked the countless part.
Well, no need to fear. We got you. We got you on that part. No need to fear. Remember, family, again, the new EP is available as we speak on all social media formats, of course, iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And also be sure to stop by Sarah's official website so you can get all the latest updates. That's imperative. That's at www.sarahsharp.com. On Twitter, it's at SarahSharpATX. It's also the same handle for Instagram, Facebook, and on SoundCloud. That's at soundcloud.com/SarahWalterSharp. Tomorrow, the Elephant Room, Austin, Texas, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You say, well, Teddy Bear, I'm on the other side of the world. Well, we have trains, planes, automobiles. We have to borrow cameras to get to Austin, Texas, and see this fantabulous lady work her magic. Now, what a beautiful morning. Lord have mercy. Tell us about that particular song from the new EP, Sway.
Well, so the arrangement is very much borrowed from Peggy Lee. There's where she has a kind of rubato verses, and then the band kicks in for the you know up tempo swing for the chorus. It's straight just paying homage to her.
Well, it's definitely a beautiful thing. So let's get into the chorus.
To me, that's an example of lyrics that are so simple but pure. I mean, the part where it says, I think it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein song, but the little brown maverick is winking her eye. Like, that is just, come on, what more could put you in the morning in that field, you know?
I agree. Some of the most interesting lyrics can touch you. A lot of times you don't have to take the freeway. Sometimes you just go straight to it, and it still has the same effect. As long as it's able to touch a certain emotion and bring something out of you, it can be positive, it can be negative, but if it resonates in a way that it touched you emotionally, that's all that matters at the end of the day. And your new EP definitely does that. Of course, what a beautiful morning from the incredibly talented and captivating Miss Sarah Sharp here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up satellites standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown mouth is winking her eyes. Oh, what a beautiful moment.
Sharp here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, once again, the new EP is available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon. And remember, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, she will be performing live at the Elephant Room. That's in Austin, Texas, at 315 Congress Avenue. That's in Austin, Texas, 78701. My queen, it was an honor and a delightful pleasure to have you on the show. This is your home, away from home, whatever you need. Please do not hesitate to let us know. I have the utmost respect and love for your craft. Please keep doing what you're doing. It is definitely an honor and a blessing what you put out there into the atmosphere. Mm. Continue with your positive journey, my love.
And I'm so grateful, but I also really hope that I get to know more about you. We should stay in touch.
Well, absolutely.
I want to know, do you make music? Do you make music too?
No, I don't make music. My magic is simply behind the mic. I stay hidden. I stay hidden in the shadows, like the Phantom of the Opera. No, I'm strictly.
You should let somebody introduce you for an interview you for an episode, so we can all know a little more.
Oh boy, I have no problem in doing that. But again, whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know. Okay.
This is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, really? My pleasure. No need to fear. The teddy bear will be back down in Austin to see you do your thing. No need. I'll be down there.
Okay. Let me know.
All right. I will do so. Continue blessings, my queen, okay?
You too.
All right.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. The very talented Sarah Sharp here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, you know, we got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got some bills to pay. Pay the cost to be the boss. Sarah MK, just friends here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Tell you how I felt all along, but every time we meet, boy, I get cold feet. Stutter another time, I tell you how it be. I play low key, but I'm so sick of it. Fronting, not independent women, yeah, I done it cause I need somebody to keep me warm. Now when the lights are down and the music's gone, and you be the perfect match. Say abstract writing on my Facebook status, trying to let you know what I've been holding back. I'm scared of rejection, and that's a fact. So I tiptoe, but one day I shall attack. Make it as clear to you as white on black that I
love you, baby.
Because of me and how you feel, you keep it to yourself. girl, but I promise you, baby, ain't like that now. 'Cause I retired from the game. I swear I'll change. One day you dread you up and wear my name. I need you, baby,
like a mother to a child.
Stop talking last week. Now we're hearing that thing. It's probably for the best. See me coming around, getting habit, heading down. Not unlike all the rest. First we pass and call this ice. Everlasting paradise, it never seems to stay. See, it's driving me mad. Can't you see that I'll deal with it gladly? I'll be thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking we should be. we should both be healed. Then we should both be healed. Then we should both be healed. Oh. Then we should both be healed. Didn't think that I'd be the one to sentimentally miss you from miles away. Talking about the way you make me feel, am I dreaming or is it too good to be real? Is it driving me mad? Can't you see? And I'll deal with it gladly. I'll be thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking we should be. We should both be here. That we should both be here. Both be healed. Oh, then we should both be healed. When goes around, comes around. Yeah, I'm feeling good and feeling down. As it starts a smile and ends a frown. And are you surprised? No, cause when goes around, comes around. Yeah, I'm feeling good and feeling down. It starts a smile and ends a frown. Well, I'm not surprised. Thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking we should be. That we should be.
Very talented Sheridan Reed with We Should Both Be Here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. Sending out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Sarah Sharp. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new EP, Sway, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.sarahsharp.com. Also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also on SoundCloud. And for those who have not had an opportunity to see her perform live, you're going to have that chance. Tomorrow night, the Elephant Room, Austin, Texas, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's at 315 Congress Avenue, Austin, Texas, 78701. Be there. Get lost in some blueprint music. And speaking of music, tomorrow we're going to have a very, very special interview with the R&B icon, Miss Adina Howard, a very good friend of the show. She has a new album out called Resurrection, but we're going to delve deeper, not just about the album, but also the Me Too movement, her being blackballed in the music industry. It's a lot of things we're going to get into, so be sure to tune in. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Again, get all the latest updates. You can stop by The Zone's official website. That's at thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Again, our official website, thezoneradio.radioweb.co. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. That's at Twitter at LOTO Radio. Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Facebook, the same handle. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. You can listen to the rebroadcast of the show in its entirety. We are on iHeartRadio. Just go to iHeartRadio, type in LOTL, The Zone, and we got you covered. Also on the Google Play Music Store, also on TuneIn, and also on Apple iTunes, definitely a beautiful, beautiful thing. Again, I want to thank all the many people, all the well-wishers. Your emails have been wonderful. Thank you so much for sending out your good tidings. Appreciate it. Really got me through, helped me feel a lot better. So I want to thank you for that, because without you, there's no me. And again, I want everyone to have a wonderful, as I say, a fantabulous rest of the day. Remember, tomorrow, tune out all the negativity. The teddy bear has you. No need to fear. The chocolate one is here. In the meantime, we're going to leave you with the little Shantae Renee with Mocha Man. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
If you're that kind of man, 'cause I'm that kind. Make it nasty.
I need a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening.
Make it nasty.
Just like me.